wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
This morning we are continuing with our series, Following God's Leadings for Our Lives. Amen. Throughout the month, we have been learning that for you to walk in the high places of this life, you need to be led. For all of us to experience the good things in this life, we all need to be led by God. It is very important to be led by God. If you are not led by God, everywhere that people are not led by God, they suffer losses. When we look into Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 7, the Bible says that Peter, he went and fished all night. Whenever you are going to fish, the people, they have to take premise fuel, put it in their boat, do all sorts of things. All night, he suffered losses. But when he met Jesus, and Jesus gave him direction, he didn't need to go to the deep. He just told him, put your net at this side. And the man who had been suffering losses all through the night, he said he got so much fish that he called his friends to come and help him. From today, as you are opening your heart to receive God's direction, you will not only be blessed, but the people around you will be blessed also in the name of Jesus Christ. Where there is no direction, there is confusion. If God is not leading you, you may not know what to do. You will come to your wit's end and you say, I don't know what to do. So anytime you don't know what to do, it means that the directions of God is absent. In the life of the people of Israel, he said there was a time where the voice of the Lord was not heard. God was not talking to them through the prophets. He was not talking to them through visions and dreams. And in that time, he said that their enemies were oppressing them. From today, as you are listening to the leadings of the Lord, the enemy will never oppress you again in the name of Jesus Christ. And as you have run to this city of the Lord, any form of harassment is ended this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever there is no direction, there is loss of everything. Loss of everything. There is loss of time. There is loss of energy. And there is loss of resources. But whenever you heed to the call of God, and God is at work in your life, directing you on wherever you are going, you will see that you will get plenty. We saw this in the life of our father Abraham. At 75, this man didn't have anything. But when he met God, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, when God started directing him, move from your town, go to where I will show you. The Bible said, and he moved. When you go to Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, the scripture says that Abraham was blessed. He was rich in cattle, in gold. He had so many servants. So anytime the leading of God comes and you follow it, God brings you from darkness into light. We see the same thing in the life of Isaac. In Genesis chapter 21, 26 verse 1. There was famine in the land, and Isaac wanted to go to Egypt. But the moment God directed him, and he stayed in that land. When you go to the same 26, 12 to 14, the scriptures made us to understand that Isaac was so blessed that the Philistines envied him. He came from the back to the limelight. As you are following God's leading for your life, you are coming to the top in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, talking about how important the leading of God is. How does God lead his people? It is very important. You need to know how God leads his people, so that when God is leading you, you may know. We have learned through the weeks. We learned that we should have a desire to be led. So always have the desire. Whatever decision that you are making, it is not only in small and big decisions. Every decision of your life, ask God, God, which way do you want me to go? That is having the desire to be led. And today we are looking at one of such in this service. How does God lead his people? One such way God leads us is through the voice of the Spirit. Through the voice of the Spirit. You have to understand that the Holy Ghost is a being. He is a spirit and he speaks. There are so many voices in this world now that is fighting for our attention. For example, this place, you can't hear any other voice because we have been able to put up every other sound. But if you bring your radio here right now and you tune it, there are so many radio stations in this city. You can get every other voice that you want. In the same way, in this life, there are so many voices drawing our attention. And most of us easily give ourselves to these voices. But God is also there and he is also speaking. And you need to open up so that you can receive the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is the voice of our own human spirit. Your spirit in you can sometimes talk to you. Through your mind, you'll be thinking, what should I do? Those things that you think of that is irrespective of God is our own human spirit. Hallelujah. Sometimes in the midst of hardship, you think, what should I do? You consider 1 + 2. It gives you 3. You say, I am going to do that. Those are your own human spirit. There are also the voices of parents. Our parents speak to us. Most parents want good things for their children. And sometimes they speak to us. We are not saying don't listen to these voices. But we are saying that any voice you hear that don't align to the voice of God, don't listen to them. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2, he said that, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor your father and your mother. The scriptures is saying, obey your parents only in the Lord. So if your parents are saying something to you, and it goes against the scriptures, it goes against God, don't listen. Hallelujah. Most of us say that, oh, it's my mother, it's my father. So most of the time, we make them influence us negatively. Yes, listen to your parents. But if what your parents are saying go against what God is saying, don't listen to them. In choosing partners, parents have their own perspective about who to choose. In choosing careers, parents have their own perspective about who to choose. Whatever God is talking to you, that's the voice of your parents is against it. Don't listen. Hallelujah. I can tell you on authority, don't listen. Because at the end of the day, you are the one going to dance to that music. Hallelujah. We have the voice of spouses. our partners, those of us who are married, our partners will be talking. We can see it evidently in the life of Job and his wife. Job's wife told him, curse your God and die. So, spouses also have strong voices in our lives. And again, what is the acid test? Whatever your spouse is saying that is contrary to the word of God, check it again. We are talking as children of God. Once I was listening to somebody, he said that when you respect your pastor more than your husband, it is an error. If your husband is telling you to go and steal, and your pastor is advising you that don't steal, which of them will you listen? Hallelujah. So any voice that you hear that is against God's voice for your life, don't listen. Also, to make that decision, you should be firm to face the consequences. Because especially parents, spouses, when you decide that the things they are saying is not righteousness and you will not listen, you have to understand that there will be some things you have to stand for it. If you are not ready, then follow them. Hallelujah. There is the voice of friends. There is the voice of friends. A lot of people are influenced by their friends, with what we call peer pressure. It is there, even in adults, older people. It is there. Everyone who have a friend, sometimes you want to be like your friend. So the voice of friends are there, and you need to watch it critically. Sometimes your friends will be mocking you. When you are always coming to church, they will be calling you pastor, Osofo Mame, bishop, Mami Deaconess, giving you names. All those things are ways that they want to do to draw you from God. And if you listen to it, you will see that you will not be blessed. In choosing, you go to church always, they will say, hey, you do yourself church, and see if you will get this thing. But you need not to follow any voice that is not from God. That was what Peter was even doing to Jesus. Even in the church, you can find godly people who, depending on the situations of life, they can give you wrong advice. Jesus said that he was going to die. Peter was an anointed man, because before, about two scriptures before, Jesus had said that you are the rock. When Jesus said he was going to die, he just put Jesus aside. He said, you can't die. You can't die. And Jesus told him, go behind me, Satan. So your friends can sometimes give you wrong directions. We have the voice of the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 17. He said that the things that are in this world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, they are not from God. So most of the things of this world, the voice of this world, want to pull you away from God. It is one of the great things we have to battle it in this life. Always the world is fighting against us. And as children of God, the world always is fighting, drawing your attention. This is the new trend in town. Do some. This is the new fashion in town. Do some. This is how the worldly people, they talk. Do some. This is how when you go to university, you should behave. Do some. Once I was talking to one of the young girls, she'd just gone to school. And you know those girls who go to good girls school, they have a way they talk. Yes. Mommy, how are you? What is that? You go to school 6 months, you're talking have changed. Talk like you talk to me, or go off the day you feel like talking to me, you come. That is the way they talk. When they go to some of the school, Milo, but they don't say it's Milo again. So the voice of the world, the standards of the world. Some people travel to UK 3 months, they come. They can't talk like Ghanaians again. But always I ask them, look at Kofi Annan. he was even the president of the whole world, United Nations Secretary General. But when he is talking, you can see that he is Ghanaian. Papa Oyedepo said he went to one country, America, I think so. He was preaching. They said, they can't hear. He said, open your ears, Joe. I'm talking. Open your ears. I don't have to behave like an American because I'm coming to preach there for one night. Hallelujah. So the voice of this world is regularly, constantly talking to us. Now every young guy wants to do rasta hair. Why? Because that is the fashion, that is the trend now. But God's word is against those things. You, when you say some of these, the quote means scriptures that show. Paul said, and those like. So it is part of the like. We can put it there. Hallelujah. So the voice of the world is always fighting with the voice of God for our life. We have the voice of Satan. The voice of Satan. It is always against the scriptures, against what God's word is saying. Sometimes we think that Satan have to appear and come and stand behind you or beside you and talk to you. No. Always Satan talks through our thoughts, through our imaginations, through suggestions. So any thoughts, any imaginations, any suggestions that are against the thoughts and suggestions of God, you need to bring them down. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, he said, casting down imaginations and every thought, wisdom that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. So sometimes our imaginations, when you think negative about people, it is of the devil. When you imagine wrong things about somebody, it is not God. All those things are voices. Then the key thing we are looking at this morning is the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord. In the New Testament, they call it, Papa Hagin call it the still small voice. That voice is inside you. It is in your heart. If all of us, you are truly born again, sometimes when you do something and it don't go the way you like, you say that something in me was saying that I should do it this way. That is the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may hear it audibly, or sometimes it is just in your heart. If you are truly born again, your heart is the Holy Ghost lives in you. And the Holy Ghost gives you directions, and it will be just pricking you inside you. That is the voice of the Lord. Sometimes you can hear it audibly, or you may hear it mostly. It is the inward witness. It makes you know this is what God is saying. God speaks to all of us inside us, because the moment you are born again, the Holy Ghost is in you. And the Holy Ghost is always fighting for our attention, talking to us daily, directing us daily, speaking to us. But most of us, we want some spectacular directions. Once God is just inside you, the small, small things that God touch your heart to do, those are the directions of God through your inner man. So God directs us through his spirit. How will you know that anything that comes to you is from God? One, you need to test it. Test it. Any idea, any thoughts, any direction that comes to you, don't just take it. Check it. And how do you check it? One, you should prove it by the word of God. Prove it by the word of God. Test whatever direction you say you have received. Somebody will say that, I hear God. God was talking to me. Check it by the word of God. What does God's word say concerning this matter? Check it by the word of God. And don't just check it by one scripture. Minimum, you should get two scriptures. That's why in this church, we encourage every one of us to be students of God's word. prove it by the scriptures. Deuteronomy 17 verse 6. He said, by the word or two or three, a matter is established. So prove it by God's way. The same scripture is in Deuteronomy 19 verse 15. Jesus confirmed it in Matthew chapter 18 verse 16 that we should prove everything by the testimony of two or three. So whenever you believe you have heard a word, test it with God's word. Don't use one quotation and run off with it. Look for scriptures, not scripture. Scriptures that support whatever thing you said you have heard. If you have not heard it, if you hear it and you can't confirm it by God's word, it is not God's direction. It is not God speaking to you. You can't just be in church and you say that you are praying that God should let somebody divorce their wife and come and marry you. It is not God. He said that God has spoken to me. It is not God. God don't speak by heart. God is not a breaker of homes. I remember one of the time, one lady on campus, he said that God have directed him, God spoke to him that he should marry somebody. And the person is already in a relationship with another person. When they finish school, they have married. And you are still sitting there. God has spoken to me. It may be your own desire. So you are waiting for that man to divorce the wife to come and marry you. No. It is not God. So any direction you say you have heard, that you can't prove it by God's way, it is not from God. We are learning about how God speaks to us. And we said God speaks to us by His Spirit. Now we have heard there are so many voices in this world. So the voice you hear may not be the voice of God. So whenever you hear any voice, test it by God's way. The key is God's way. Again, another way you can know that this thing is from God is that He will confirm it in your spirit. Your spirit man will confirm it. God can confirm it through you by His Spirit. Sometimes I look at a lot of Christians and you see that because they don't know God for themselves, always they are blown by any wind. I want to exhort all of us, don't just be in church. Know God for yourself. I always tell people in our church, in this church, we don't do pray for me. It is pray with me. Know God for yourself, so that you can know what God wants to tell you. If not, that somebody may give you wrong direction. Somebody may give you wrong ideas. You see a lot of business people running after prophets. Then the prophet will tell them, I'm not saying the prophetic ministry is not there, but because they don't know God for themselves, they are always running from one place to another. This prophet says this. This man of God says this. And they lose everything that they have. So if you are a born again child of God, God will speak to you. God may speak to you through your prophet, but it has to be confirmed by you. Anytime somebody tells me something that don't agree with my spirit, I don't take it. Anytime somebody, you meet people, sometimes nowadays, you are walking in town, somebody will just call you. I see something about you. Can we talk? I don't know you anywhere. Why should I be worried about a stranger's voice? He said the voice of the stranger, they will not listen. So most of us are deceived. And the moment you open yourself up to them, they can control you. So you need to be led. Confirm it by your own spirit. Before I gave birth to Namiche, once we went to assembly, I was standing in front of, they were doing assembly, so I was just kneeling by a wall, and one man was passing by. He came to talk to me. I can see the pregnancy, you will have problems, whatever. All that he was saying, because I was in church, the Friday before, the breakthrough service, Minister Derek spoke to me and he told me. I said, okay, I will pray about it. He passed by 3 days' time. He came to look for me again and he told me, Madam, I have not seen anything change. I said, my prophets in my church told me already and we are praying about it, so don't worry yourself. That was all. Anytime he passed by, he see me, he would just look at me. I should believe my prophet more than a stranger. Hallelujah. Most of us are here. Even prophetic service, you will not come. But you will be running around. Somebody telling you all manner of things. And you are always afraid. You need to have that thing inside you that makes you know that this is what God has for me. And the last thing, how do you know that this one is the voice of the Lord? He will confirm it through his prophets. He will confirm it through his prophets. So by his ordained prophets among us, in this church, sometimes Papa will talk to us. He will call you and tell you things. And you will see that most people don't believe it. And you will see that it will come to pass in their lives. So just listen to the prophetic word from the prophet on this altar. Hallelujah. We have a prophet here. I believe that every church that you go, if you follow the things that they tell you, you will be blessed and you can always go to heaven. Hallelujah. Unless the doctrines are wrong. Some people think that, oh, if you go to Catholic, you are not a good Christian. If you go to Anglican, you are not a good Christian. The things that they do there, if you follow it with the right heart, you will have direction for your life. Yesterday, I went to a barrier service. And as they were doing the service for the dead, all the things that the father was saying was scriptural. And I was sitting there, I said, God, these things the man was saying, it's right. But why is it that there are people in this church, they don't even believe it? He said, most of them have turned those things to be rituals. They just recite it. So they don't even understand it. And most of the things that they are doing, like you are the dead, they are praying that angels will come and take him to heaven. They are praying that his souls will be preserved. I got the understanding. If the person was sick and they have told him those things, the person will not have died in his sin. Hallelujah. So most of the things you go to those places they are doing, it is correct. Biblical. Just that most of the people there, they have just turned it into rituals. When they stand up, they all bow down. They don't understand what they are doing. So whenever something you say you have heard is correct, one, the first thing is that you should prove it from the word of God. The second thing is that your spirit should accept it. Anything somebody tells you that don't give you peace, it's not from God. He said, God will speak and you will speak peace to his people. So any direction you are receiving that is not from God's word and it is not giving you peace, it is not from God. And the third way you can confirm this word is by his established prophets. The prophets that God have put over your life. Whenever God is leading you, what is one benefit you will get? Anytime God leads us, there is supernatural peace. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14. Psalm 23, verse 1 and 5. He said that he will lead us through the still, beside the still waters. So whenever God is leading you, whatever he is leading you to do, it will give you peace. Whenever God talks to you and it makes you afraid, you can't sleep, and you become anxious, your blood pressure is going up, you are always worried because you think you heard a voice from God, then check it again. Hallelujah. And this morning I pray that the Lord will help all of us He will lead us on the path of righteousness, and we will get his peace in Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.